RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Monday morning, we've been waiting for it. It's time. It's time to declare it. It is Bud Light Big Game Week. What's up, everybody? MP on the mic here. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, declaring Bud Light Big Game Week officially open. 5 days of great shows as we get you ready for the big game. We will be live in New Orleans starting tomorrow through Friday. Tons of celebrity guests. That starts today, by the way. We're not waiting until tomorrow to start the fun. Thank you to our friends at Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, and the proud sponsors of Bud Light Big Game Week, now returning for year number two. Today's show, it's a banger to start us off. We'll wrap up VCU Richmond and a rivalry weekend across college basketball. 11:15, Sam Morril joins the show. You may have seen him on his Netflix comedy specials. And then we will go live to Ashburn at 11:30. Washington Commanders owner Josh Harris will give a state of the franchise address. You will hear that live right here on 910 The Fan, your home for the Commanders in Richmond, Virginia, and this week, your home for Bud Light Big Game Week. All right, let's start off with the obvious. Went hard on Saturday. I don't regret that. Losing my voice a little, that's not great as we start off Bud Light Big Game Week. So hang with me. I think we're going to be all right. I think we're going to make it. As Journey once said, we're halfway there. Bon Jovi said that, I believe. Journey said something different. They said, something totally inapplicable to this situation. That's all right. It's a Bon Jovi. We'll get to New Orleans. We'll have some jazz. We'll have ourselves a good time. Big day Saturday. I went to three basketball games in the end. Watched a few more. My Jayhawks blew a huge lead to Baylor, second week in a row. They've yacked one up. That was disappointing. Rivalry week, I think, was instructive across the board, and in segment number two, you will hear from VCU, Max Shulga, Michael Bell, and Brandon Jennings, our guests there during that segment, chatted with them after the VCU win, largest margin ever in the series against the University of Richmond. So we will check in on the state of that rivalry, some other games as well. Got to get to the NBA, massive NBA trade. What's it take to talk NBA around here? That's what it takes to talk NBA around here. We'll get to that. Alex Ovechkin scores another goal. Caps fall just short in a potential Stanley Cup final preview up in D.C. So, yes, indeed, we do have a ton to get to. I finished tonight watching John Marshall play Woodside, a very highly anticipated high school basketball game. Fantastic finish there up at the Henrico Sports and Events Center. Woodside has Silas Barksdale. He's a VCU commit. He was playing great all night, making some great plays. John Marshall has the ball, tie game, 40 seconds left. They hold it for the last shot. You can do that in high school basketball. They give it to Latrell Ullman. He's their star. He's a junior. Swishes a three with 2 seconds left. A thing of beauty. People lost their minds. Congrats to John Marshall. That's a nice little win for them. A fun atmosphere, a fun night. They, you know, got to see the future of, you know, guys who you'll be seeing at this level. Verina and Hopewell played right before that. It was a great day. It was a Coaches for the Cure event. A lot of good money was raised for a great cause. King Baycott, Armando Baycott's little brother, he's in eighth grade. He's a middle schooler. They put his team on the docket so everybody could watch him play. So a ton of fun out there. But the main event, of course, VCU and Richmond. 40, just incredible. More than 40-point margin of victory, biggest ever in the series for VCU. Scoring from everybody. Weren't even particularly locked and loaded there in the final minutes. Didn't matter. The backups came in. They just kept scoring. Got an Obi Okafor basket. That's what kind of game it was. Hopefully kicking off a little bit softer of a stretch for them, though obviously we do have that game against Dayton circled for Friday night. That'll be a big one in Dayton. A chance for VCU to really put their stamp on, hey, we deserve an at-large bid. So we'll talk about that. We'll break down VCU's game and get you ready for that. Virginia Tech gets UVA in Charlottesville for the first time in 6 years. It was a rock fight. It was a game nobody asked for, and a game, judging by my interactions, not many people watched. Just kind of a commentary on the state of basketball right now, where Tech and UVA are at, that they're just not generating any interest. These are teams that are also rans in the ACC, will not participate in the conference tournament. UVA's last tournament win, by the way, was when they cut down the nets. It was the Natty coming off of losing to the 16 seed. Tony Bennett, some brutal losses since, obviously. It's bleak there. Obviously, they're going to go to the coaching well this offseason. Obviously, everybody's going to say, oh, is Ryan Odom going to UVA? Certainly, that rumor mill's going to spin. Certainly, he'll be a top contender there. I would caution against this to anybody who says it's a done deal. That is an unpredictable program up there, and a lot can happen between here and there. I don't think anything's a done deal by any stretch. Now, I think VCU's back on track to make the tournament, but it is wild to think Ryan Odom could be the first VCU coach in this era to come in and leave without a tournament appearance if they fall short this year. And I don't think they will. I think they're back on the right side of the ledger, but that's certainly a crazy thought to think about. He's certainly done everything asked of him, built up the rosters, built up the teams. They fielded respectable teams, you know, every game they've played under Ryan Odom. Some of it's outside their control. Some of it was inside their control. Certainly losing in Charleston, they'll regret that for a while. I think they'll be able to make it up. I think they're in a good spot now as long as they handle their business. But there's a lot of handle your business games coming up. And as we've seen, those are never a sure thing in the A-10. So UVA, last tournament win was when they cut down the nets. For Virginia Tech, just fully irrelevant at this point. And part of that is the ACC is becoming increasingly irrelevant at this point. This is the thing they had, was basketball. Big 12's inarguably a stronger basketball league. The SEC is unquestionably a stronger basketball league. I think the Big 10 is unquestionably a stronger basketball league as well. You know, ACC, in a generous interpretation here, is competing for fourth among conferences in basketball. We've never been in a situation like this before. It's crazy to think about. One other rivalry game to mention locally, JMU takes care of business against ODU. JMU, they don't rebuild, they reload. New coach there. They're having a nice little season. They're not going to make the tournament without a win in March, but still good to see them back on the winning side of things. And ODU, chase the football money. They live as a cautionary tale for everybody else in basketball world. Duke crushes UNC. Speaking of the ACC's lost relevance, lost luster, whatever you want to call it, look no further than UNC, a team that is probably on the outside looking in when it comes to tournament time. Doesn't have too many more opportunities to change that either in the ACC this year and in the conference. I don't think there's a path to them having, you think about the SEC, you got multiple chances for big wins. They're not going to have that in the ACC, and you get chances to trip yourself up as well. I think if the tournament starts, UNC's not a part of it. That's a huge part of the issue here for the ACC. Now, they're not going to stay down forever, but look at what Duke did. They reload. They've got Cooper Flagg. He's so fun to watch. They handle their business in that rivalry game. So some telling results here across the board. I'm not reading to it. We're not a UR station. There is a UR station. It's not our station. I'll just say briefly, I love Chris Mooney. He's a good dude. I love what he brings to the table. And this year's team, isn't it? And he knows that. And he's aware of that. And that's how it's going to work in this day and age. Last year, they caught the lightning in a bottle. The transfers worked. This year, they didn't work. That's how it's going to be in college basketball, I think, going forward to a big degree. Just a reminder, we've got some good programming on tap for you. 11:15 today, Sam Morrell. He's a comedian. You've seen his Netflix special. The Errors Tour is coming to Richmond in 2 days, Wednesday night at the National. He'll join us, get us ready for that. At 11:30, we will take you live to Ashburn. Josh Harris, owner of the Washington Commanders, will give his State of the Team address. And then from there, we are getting on a plane and getting off to New Orleans to start Bud Light Big Game Week in style. Opening night tonight, media night. Of course, always a circus. Look forward to talking to our guys with local connections. We'll bring you those interviews. I've seen the celebrity list for the week. It is very, very good. Grant and Danny, the same. Our friends Grant and Danny will be down there as well. Grant will be there. Danny won't be there. Whatever. We're going to hang out. We're going to have a fun time. So it's going to be live from New Orleans from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every single day, starting tomorrow through Friday. Nobody has more big game talk than 910 The Fan, and we are fired up for that. But you also can't do an opening segment today without talking about basketball, without talking about this NBA trade, without talking about Luka Doncic and AD Anthony Davis going to Dallas, which is David Aldridge, who I love at The Athletic. He said there's In 37 years, there's almost nothing that rises to the level of holy crap. You just get used to the unexpected in the NBA. This is a holy crap trade. Crap's not the word he used, but I enjoy my job here at The Fan, so that is the one I am using. There's a lot of theories, none of them good. None of them particularly satisfying from the Mavs' perspective. Did he say he wanted out? Did they decide he wasn't worth a supermax? Are there cash flow problems there? Is Cuban still pulling the strings, or is his general manager doing it? If it is Cuban, he's got so much respect. He's the smartest guy in the room. What does he know that we don't know? For the Lakers, an immediate win. You pair LeBron with a player who not only is going to lift his game in the short term, but is also going to be able to take over for the Lakers. One of the things about the Lakers, right? And, you know, your great franchises do this. They can't put it all on one player. The Packers with Favre, the Packers with Rodgers, the Patriots with Brady. They move on early because they know the star can't run it into the ground because they got to keep selling tickets after the star's gone. That's an important element of what they do. Same here for the Lakers now. You get your post-LeBron plans in place. It's crazy. You know, Luka, the ceiling is so high. Everybody's ignoring the fact that AD is a legit top 10 player in the NBA. So it's not without any merit for Dallas, but it's a head scratcher. I'm excited to see how that one develops over the coming days. We're off and running Monday morning edition. Bud Light Big Game Week is underway. I'm going to make it through the end of the show. That is my commitment to you. AWOD Radio takes over at noon. We're back after MB on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, kicking off Bud Light Big Game Week. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Bud Light making possible a great week for us down in New Orleans, getting on the plane right after this show. Fired up for that, but first, some great content for you. Between now and then, Commanders owner Josh Harris gives his State of the Team address at 11:30. You'll hear it live right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Comedian Sam Morrell joins us at 11:15. That was a beatdown on Saturday at the Siegel Center. I never seen anything like that. 94 games played between these two schools, never a 41 or more point margin of victory, 90-49. Everybody ate. Just came out hot, stayed hot. And for Richmond, Richmond is a team that obviously this isn't their year, but they've stayed close in every game they've played to this point. Not this one, though. Good sign for VCU. They take the rivalry game seriously. They handle their business. Another handle your business game Tuesday against LaSalle. And then you move on after that to a big one at Dayton. Who knows what Dayton is? They won at St. Louis on Friday. That kind of messed a lot of things up in the A-10 in terms of power structure. Robbie Avila gets in foul trouble early. That's kind of the game for them. Contrary to what you may have heard, he is a good basketball player. I want that guy on my team, and I don't want to play against him. Dayton gets him in foul trouble. There you go. Post-game, had a chance to chat. Zeb Jackson, you'll hear first on the rivalry, and then Michael Bell, as we bring you some thoughts from VCU after a smackdown 90-49 over the Richmond Spiders. Here's Zeb Jackson.
Throughout the season, we proved that when we play VCU basketball and when we were connected, we will play defense together. We stay concentrated for the 40 minutes. You know, no one can beat us when we're at our best. And, you know, today was a testament to that. We were able to bounce back because we did the things that we practice every day. We stayed together. We stayed solid defensively, offensively. We shared the ball more on this game. So, you know, those little things, like, they help us lead to winning every time.
Michael, you got to lead like that at halftime. How do you stay locked in and come out and keep the intensity up?
You see in the first 4 minutes of the second half, it's always hard. You know, as a basketball player, when the margin is so wide like that, to stay concentrated for the whole 40 minutes, especially against a good team like that, is, you know, when you have lapses like that defensively, they can punish you really quickly. I feel like, you know, the depth that we have as a team, we were able to withstand that. You know, our bench coming on, being able to help the starters and vice versa, we were able to stop the bleeding and, you know, carry on the lead.
When they play their game, nobody can touch them. I get that. And I think that's right. I would add the caveat, and we'll talk about it later, when they stay out of foul trouble, particularly Phil Russell. 5-for-31 behind the arc at St. Louis. That's not who they are, but the defense also wasn't who they are. When they play the game they're capable of, they're a tourney team, and they're a team you don't want to play in the tourney. Unfortunately, that team hasn't shown up in a few key spots this year, which is why we live in this limbo. Back and forth, we continue to go. So it's no given that they're going to make the tournament, but it looks better and better by the day. Max Shulga had similar sentiments. He talked with Robbie and Rodney after the game right here on The Fan. I want to play a little bit of that for you because, Max is a bona fide star right now. He came in as an A-10 all-first team guy. I think he kind of, he's taken everybody's best shot. He has improved his game remarkably. Here's Max Shulga post game on his development.
Yeah, definitely, like, a loss. A loss definitely played into it. It was not the best, very subpar performance from us, like, offensively and defensively. We had a lot of breakdowns and stuff like that. So it was important for us to just come out with a laser focus and just, you know, on point with what we're doing and, sharing the ball in offense and just playing aggressive defense and just disrupting and doing all that type of stuff.
Robbie talked about a little bit about the crowd, but, you know, the energy that they provided. What about the rivalry? Did that add any little bit extra? Did you have to talk to any of the guys, especially some of the new guys that are new to the program, about, you know, what the VCU-Richmond rivalry is?
Nah, not really. I didn't. Okay. We just treat it like the next game on our schedule. You know, we know that there is something extra to it because it's Richmond. You know, it's the battle for, what's it called?
The Capital City Classic.
Yeah,
battle for the Richmond area Honda dealers, Max.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, we don't want to get, like, too overexcited or over. You just gotta stay level headed through any opponent, and we just made sure to come out to just primarily bounce back from the performance we had against St. Louis, and it just happened to be you know, against Richmond. So,
and is that kind of the mindset of the team overall? It's like, you know, this is, you're just going to take every game one at a time seriously, whether it's U of R or Dayton or LaSalle on Tuesday. And is that the residue, Max, of just the, you know, the experience that you guys have in the locker room with all your graduate students that have played so many games?
Yeah.
Okay, and just the person, is it just your guys' personality?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah. We want to come out and just be aggressive and laser focused for every game, you know. But when it doesn't go our way, and the effort is not there in a certain game, then like it just motivates you even like more to just the next game come out and do all those things and just like reload. Yeah, like reload or like. Just get back on track with everything.
Talk a little bit about kind of your mindset this year as opposed to last year. Do you feel like this year you're a little bit more of the maestro? You can get Phil involved. You got Joe Bamisil. Hey, here's Zeb Jackson coming out. As opposed to maybe last year where it had to fall a little bit more on your shoulders. Do you feel there's a difference between last season and this season with what you were called on to do when you step out onto the floor?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely feel the difference. You know, this year I feel like I'm more of a point guard. You know, I can set people up. Set everybody up instead of just everything, you know, not everything, but like the majority of it, it was just me trying to create something, you know.
He's getting good. Is he NBA good? I don't know, but he's putting in the work. And I love guys who put in the work. He got better this offseason. Indisputably, he is the heart and soul of this team. There's other guys who maybe are more important on a night-to-night basis, but make no mistake. This is Max Scholga's VCU team, and it is fun to watch them play night in and night out. Michael Bell, I asked him, because he's known Luke Bamboye forever, which he reminds us of here. Luke Bamboye, I think, is one of the more interesting guys here, too, because you have Brandon Jennings and Luke Bamboye, two kids who, freshmen, who play really good defense. The offense has not come along at as quick a pace, and I think you saw the limitations of that against St. Louis. You want to put them in to get stops. But when you're down 10, you got to get baskets. These two guys aren't necessarily the guys, which is why I loved Bamboye slamming it down emphatically, working on that offensive end. Here's Michael Bell on Bamboye, a guy who I think will be a critical piece come March.
So for me, I've known him for way longer before I'm VC, so it's even more crazier to me, his growth from when he first started playing. Because we basically started at, you know, around the same age. I mean, we've known each other for a long time. So seeing his growth from then till now, you know, it's amazing. And he really has helped our team. He's helped the load and firm as well. You know, after Toby leaving, you know, there was always, we heard the questions around, like, who's going to be able to, you know, back up firm, support him. At least done a great job with that. I feel like everyone here in the staff and the teammates, we've given him confidence every day, knowing how he can help the team and help us win. So, yeah, it's great to see that.
That's Michael Bell of VCU chatting about his fellow countryman there, Luke Bamboye, a pair of Brits on this year's team having an influence inside. You know, Christian Furman had that injury about a week ago. He looks back to fine. I'm not a doctor, but Bamboye is going to need to play some minutes down the stretch, and it's great to see offensive production coming with those minutes as well, especially as he grows as a player. VCU smacks down. We'll hear from Coach Ryan Odom later in the hour. Got to get some Bud Light Big Game Week talk in, though. We will do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally.
so unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And now at 105.1. I think one of the weird things about the Commanders being as bad as they were for so long was they churned through a lot of players, and it just feels like you turn on a football game anytime, anywhere, and what do you know? That guy's a former Commander. That guy's, you know, that he was here. I remember him in Richmond. They just seem everywhere to a degree that maybe they're not in other areas. Samaje Perine, former Commander, playing a key role. And I did not know this about Kansas City Chiefs radio announcer Mitch Holtis. Big Samaje Perine fan.
Long count. Chiefs are going to throw it. They throw it in the left. Flat cut. It's Samaje Perine at the 30. First down. And up the left sideline. I love you, Samaje Perine. I remember when Brett Veach told me they picked him up. It's a gain of 18 yards. I poured water on my head. And the Kansas City Chiefs are going to pull this off.
There's only one mode if you're a local sports team radio announcer, and that is full go at all times. Chiefs radio, that was the clinching play, the pass to Samaje Perine that moved the chains, ran out the clock there at the finish. Not the only former Commander hanging out. Former Eagle, of course, as he'll be known here coming to the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz, also on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's Patrick Mahomes on that dynamic going into Super Bowl week.
Carson's extremely intelligent. He's someone he's there early. He works extremely hard. And you see why he has the talent. So you see why he was a starting quarterback in this league and an MVP level quarterback in this league. And so excited for him. I mean, I know he got the Super Bowl when he was in Philly, but to be able to go up against the Eagles again, like a lot of these guys on our team, it's have that Philadelphia history. And so it'll be a great moment to be able to go up and do that and try to do whatever we can to find a way to get a win.
I'm sure he'll enjoy going up against the Eagles. Nobody would enjoy Carson Wentz going up against the Eagles on Sunday in New Orleans. Nobody would enjoy that. That would swing the line. I mean, how many points would that swing the line? I'm going to say at least 10. That is a 10-point line swing if you replace Patrick Mahomes with Carson Wentz. But good for him, hanging out, going on the ride. We saw him once. Saw him in that game against Denver where they lost by a zillion down the stretch. Bud Light Big Game Week starts Tuesday from New Orleans. 4 days of live shows down there. We're gonna have a ton of fun. I'm working through my hotel situation. You know, I'm a tinkerer, so we got the hotel. It's like regular style hotel, but they've also got like a bougie hotel. Ooh. It's like a 20-minute walk away that's now gone down to the same price.
Oh,
I'm thinking about making the move. I can't leave well enough alone. I'm struggling with it. I'm making the move. But we're making the plans. We're making the moves. We'll be down there. Bud Light Big Game Week with our friends from Bud Light down in New Orleans. Always fun. Tons of great guests. Should be a great show. It's a quarterback-driven league, right? You know, if you replace Mahomes with Wentz, that the Chiefs can't win the Super Bowl. Everybody understands that. It's wild, though, the extent to which it has become one. I mean, look at these final four teams. And Buffalo, which came this close to being there, I think is the Commanders in a lot of ways. I don't know that they wow you across the board with their roster, but they got a quarterback, so they got a chance. And then you get to the big game. I think there were similarities between the two conference title games. You've got, you know, the Commanders, which were held together by Jaden Daniels, and that works in the regular season. You got a quarterback who bailed them out. If one team has a good quarterback and one team has a bad quarterback, I can tell you on a given day which team's going to win. That's how quarterback-centric the NFL is. And, you know, their defense allowed points, but Jaden kept getting the ball, kept making plays. You go to Detroit. The difference in that Detroit game was that one team had a good quarterback and one team had a bad quarterback. That's not, I'm not calling Jared Goff a bad quarterback, period. It was a bad day for Jared Goff, though. And you think back to that Lions-Vikings game, right? Jared Goff was great, and Sam Darnold had a bad day. It's hard to win in the NFL if your quarterback's having a bad day. And I think that's the optimism that lifts me as we get to the offseason as the Commanders reload and rebuild. There were four teams left in the NFL playoffs. All four of them had legitimately great quarterback play, full stop. We addressed the Jalen Hurts slander all last week, which was ridiculous, of course. When he's at a high level, he's as good as he gets. Now, he took a step back in some key areas this year. That's why there was a lot of hand-wringing in Philly. But that's not a Kirk Cousins situation. A lot of teams in the NFL are in the Kirk Cousins situation. They've got a quarterback who's pretty good to very good, and they can't let go because they've seen the other side. They know how hard it is to find that. And so you've got, right, the Giants signed Daniel Jones to a big deal. It's because they're scared. They know what it's like to not have a quarterback. You're nobody. You're irrelevant. There are no relevant pro football teams lacking a quarterback. You can't do it anymore. The days of Trent Dilfer lifting the Lombardi are over. The Pittsburgh Steelers are built like those Ravens teams were that won the Super Bowls. Doesn't matter. You don't have a quarterback, you can't be competitive. In this NFL, with these rules, the way these games are structured, the way there are more possessions and more short game possessions, if you don't have a quarterback, sure, you can win some games. Look at the Cleveland Browns. Zero quarterbacks. They win some games, you know, but you're never going to be a competitor. That's the optimism. That's what I love for the Washington Commanders. They got their dude. They got one of the last four guys standing. Now, you get to that point, everybody's good at quarterback. Now we're going to sort out the rest of the roster as well. And they didn't sort out as well as Philly did. That's all right. They got time. Philly's been working at this for a few years. Commanders are just getting to it. Adam Peters is going to start cooking this offseason, and this team's going to be better. But when you get to these big games, the rest of the roster matters. Coaching matters immensely. I look at the Bills-Chiefs game as a great example of that. I don't think Sean McDermott is a big-game coach. I think Josh Allen's spectacular. I take him on my team any day. So is Patrick Mahomes. Now we're even. Now what's going to separate things? Like, right, one bench has Spags, one bench has Andy Reid, the other bench is still working to figure this thing out. These are the things that differentiate you when you get there. That's why I'm so excited. Cliff Kingsbury's coming back for another year. Looks like the staff will remain largely intact. I don't think you can exaggerate how important that is for this young Commanders team and their growth. I saw a great tweet. Kevin Clark does ESPN podcast about football. He said, Mahomes is the Jordan of this era because Michael Jordan took all the oxygen out of the room. He said, there was no room for other people to be stars when Michael Jordan was playing. And that's what Patrick Mahomes is doing. There's no room for Josh Allen to be a star. There's no room for Jalen Hurts to be a star because Patrick Mahomes is in the room sucking 100% of the oxygen out of it. I think that's a great way to look at it, right? You can name all the guys from that Jordan era. You can name your Hakeems and your Dumarses and, you know, go down the list. You can name them all. You don't think of any of them, though, as being in the same breath or the same sentence, right? And then you got the sidekick, you got your Pippins and Rodmans, you know, Travis Kelce, et cetera, on down. But it's a one-man league. Brady never had that. Brady had a lot of rings, a lot of success. He's going to call the Super Bowl on Sunday. A lot of success, but at no point was Brady ever the only relevant person in the room and in the league. And that's what Patrick Mahomes is right now until he's dethroned. And this is the most vulnerable Chiefs team that has come into a Super Bowl. It's a 1.5-point line. I think it's a fair line. I just don't think you bet against the Chiefs at this point. They always find a way to do it. This is the most vulnerable Chiefs team we've seen coming into a Super Bowl, though. And this is a very complete Philadelphia Eagles team. They're banged up, but they're very complete. Saquon, Hurts, A.J. Brown, they got talent up and down the board. This is a team well-positioned to challenge them. This is a league where there's exactly one superstar right now, and it's Patrick Mahomes until further notice. And not to tip the pick, but how could you not take the team with Patrick Mahomes in the big game? We learn that every year. You keep doing it until it doesn't work. I'm going to pick the team with Patrick Mahomes when it's picking time on Friday, because you don't go against a guy who gets it done in big moments every time there are big moments. I think this is arguably the biggest moment in a lot of big moments for Mahomes. The other one was when he went against Brady in the Super Bowl. Now, that's a little different, right? Brady's an acknowledged GOAT as well. That's not quite Josh Allen against Patrick Mahomes. That's Patrick Mahomes against Patrick Mahomes at that level. Brady got the better of him that day. I thought that closed the book on the greatest of all time argument for a full generation, right? Because no matter how good Patrick Mahomes got, it was arguably, well, Brady's better. What do you mean Tom Brady's better? They played. He won. Full stop. We don't need to litigate this out any further. This three-peat, though, I think this would be a historic moment, and I think we're right back to having the conversation if the Chiefs pull it off. Here's Andy Reid on what it means to get the job done.
I think motivation's the wrong word, or I'm going to just change that for you. I would tell you we're motivated like crazy to win the game. I mean, that's what you're motivated to do. You get caught up in that other stuff, all the hype that goes with it, and then you forget about third and one and detailing that, you know, either side of the ball. So you've got to keep everything in perspective. And really, when it comes down to it, all the confetti, all that's great. I mean, it's great. Nothing like doing it with your home fans. But it's going to come down to a football game. And the team that prepares and makes the least amount of mistakes will come out, the victor. So you make sure that you keep your head right and bear down and, do the right things.
Not forgetting about third down. Don't forget about third down. It's, I would argue, one of the four most important downs in football if you're ranking them top to bottom. Andy Reid's not going to forget about third down this week. Now, the Eagles have been to a Super Bowl as well. They played against the Chiefs in a Super Bowl. They know what they're up against. That's why I think this is going to be a ton of fun. I'm hopeful we get a great football game at the Super Bowl. I think this is going to be a ton of fun. Looking forward to breaking it down all week. You know, we'll have a ton of celebrity guests, a ton of fun, ton of football people, lots of Commanders talk as well. Feels like only a year ago we were at Bud Light Big Game Week, and Dan Quinn, really? Dan Quinn, that's the best you could do? Dan Quinn, couldn't get yourself a Ben Johnson? All right. Yeah. Redskins going to Redskin. You know, that's what the team does. It's what the team's always done. A different vibe in the room this year. Excited, hey, why not have a little strut down on Radio Row down at Bud Light Big Game this week? You know? Hey, we got a team. Look out. Commanders are coming in hot. They got a team. They got $100 million to spend. Time to get to spending the money. Time to get to drafting the players. We'll see who comes available. That's always a question. But I think the top players are going to say to their agent, get me to Washington. I want to play with this guy. I want to be on this team. They look like they're having fun. Hey, Bobby Wagner texted me. He said, get to Washington. We're doing something here. And those are the little things that create the big things that matter. They've also... I'm not going to pretend like they've fixed the facilities, because they certainly haven't in Ashburn, but they expanded the Ashburn facility immensely this offseason. Now, it has gone from de facto worst in the league to league average. And that's all it's ever going to be until they build a new one, hopefully down at RFK. Hopefully that's coming, soon. Maybe we'll get some announcements about that this week. That'd be cool. But even just being league average, puts you back in the conversation. And these are the things that matter as we load it up. Bud Light Big Game Week, four live shows for you from New Orleans, Tuesday through Friday. Could not be more excited about that. We are back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. One more thing to add to the Ben Johnson talk. Did you see who he hired as his running backs coach? Dan Quinn got Anthony Lynn, former NFL head coach. They've got Eric Bieniemy, former Washington offensive coordinator, and of course, former Chiefs offensive coordinator with Patrick Mahomes. Just when you think the star is faded, we're back. Eric Bieniemy in Chicago, going to be a ton of fun this year watching him with Ben Johnson. Boy wonder, there's going to be a lot of pressure on that team out of the gate because Caleb Williams is a special player. The expectation to do something with that specialness will be felt and will be felt immediately by the Bears fans. I am curious for Eric Bieniemy, probably a last chance in a lot of ways in the NFL after he goes to UCLA, struggles for a season. It's another big boy opportunity. You don't get a ton of those once you start losing them. We'll see. I haven't talked about Justin Tucker yet this week. We'll get to Justin Tucker. The thumbnail version of Justin Tucker is, what a wild coincidence that these allegations come out just as soon as he gets bad at kicking a football and the team would love to get out of that contract. Just an amazing coincidence. Who could have possibly foreseen that? There's no shade on the journalist chasing the story, but goodness. If they didn't want that story out, it wouldn't have been out. I don't know what the reasons are, but I've got my guesses. Let's do something happier. Happier news. And it's kind of weird because this isn't actually whatever. It was Coaches versus Cancer weekend where they raise money to fight cancer. VCU coach Ryan Odom delivered just a beautiful speech after the game. I asked him about, he was wearing some custom shoes that you'll mention his kids gave him. But this story, I think, is worth playing in its entirety. VCU coach Ryan Odom sharing about what Coaches versus Cancer Week means to him. This is sports right here. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
And that was Coaches versus Cancer. Did you touch your shoes that you have?
Yeah, so these shoes were a Christmas gift from my two boys, Owen and Connor. They love shoes, and certainly we all love shoes. But, you know, they like them more than I do. But yeah, it was a Christmas gift, and so we saved them for Coaches versus Cancer. So everybody in this world, you know, has been impacted, you know, by that and by that dreaded disease. And certainly this is our week for the coaches, you know, to wear what they call suits and sneakers. And so you can see I didn't make my entire staff wear them. I ended up doing it for everybody. So I guess that's fair, you know, but yeah, I think the biggest thing there is to know that, you know, we appreciate all that the research that's going on, all the dollars that are being raised, and just folks that are actually going through it. You know, obviously the hospital here at VCU and beyond. You know, we've got a great cancer center here, and you know, we're connected with the Children's Hospital and that arm of it. And, you know, we just want to do our part to recognize them and all their hard work and the dollars that are being raised. Jimmy V, you know, to see where that is now from where it started, you know, back when he was going through that time. I watch that thing every year. I think all coaches do that 30 for 30 or whatever it is, the Jimmy V Classic. And you see him give that speech, and it's just really impactful and makes you understand, you know, we have to appreciate life and what we have. It's not guaranteed. And, you know, I think certainly we showed a video this morning. I have a young man who was Owen's teammate at Utah, at his high school in Utah, Green Canyon. His name is Wesley Murdoch. And he used to spend the night at our house all the time. And we left and came here. And he got sick, and they didn't know what the heck was wrong. And they started doing testing and all this, and it turns out he's got leukemia. And so he was in and out of the hospital for the last year and a half. And he scored a basket. He finally came back, you know, last night, and made a 3-point basket. And I showed the guys the 3-point basket that he made, you know, before we started our film session. And they were probably like, what is this inconsequential three-point shot right here of this high school kid? And they didn't even know where he was playing, right? They couldn't tell because it was a high school. And so then I explained to them who the kid was and what had happened. And you could see, we've all seen these types of situations where not only his teammates, not only the fans, all right, that were they were at home, all right, but the opposing fans and the opposing team were all smiling when the kid made the shot. And it just warms your heart to see that type of stuff because it's life's not guaranteed.
Man, that's some profound stuff right there. Ryan Odom, thank you for sharing that on Saturday after the VCU win, and good message for all of us as we go into the week. We will boot up hour number two of this program. Bud Light Big Game Week is underway. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
It's Bud Light Big Game Week, talking to all sorts of folks on the road to the big game Sunday, and we are excited to welcome in a guy who will be in Richmond here in 2 days, Sam Morrell. He is a comedian. You can catch him. The Errors Tour is going to be at the National Wednesday night. Tickets still available. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the tour. I want to ask you about the Super Bowl because that's what we're doing. But Sam, I know you were an NBA guy, so I just got to start with this. What is going on in the NBA?
I mean, it's the Lakers have rigged the league as usual. It's disgusting. We're all appalled at this. You know, I also don't want to diminish, you know, what Anthony Davis is, because I do see all over Twitter, though, like, they traded him for a bum, and I'm like, all right, he's not Kwame Brown, dude. You know, like, he's an NBA champ, he's an Olympic champ, he's one of the best two-way players of all time when he's healthy. This health is an issue. I do find it hilarious that the Mavs trade Luka because he's, you know, I guess a bit out of shape, and then they trade for Anthony Davis, who's like one of the least durable players ever, for as at least as a star. So it is amazing that Luka gets traded for being fat. Like, that is basically what they can do. Like, he's fat. And I'm like, all right. I mean, he's great, though. I don't know. You know, they said 270, and then he showed up in L.A. I'm like, he looks kind of normal. I don't know. Some guys, that's just their body. I guess they don't like how much candy he eats. There was a famous viral video of them pulling a beer away, which you don't do to a man. I'm sorry. You don't pull a beer away from a man, especially after he's going to the finals. So let him have a beer.
He's in the finals.
I think it's incredibly disrespectful to do to a 25-year-old franchise star. And not just that, but to the fans. I think Nico Harrison is in over his head. And this guy made a mistake that might haunt the city.
It's, you know, and Mark Cuban, right? He's so smart. He's the guy who he's always one step ahead, and he's putting it on the line here.
Well, he didn't do this. He's not. This isn't a Cuban move. I don't think he would have traded. I think he's too smart to have traded.
Luka. I think
this
so,
is
too.
New ownership. This is new ownership, and this is this is Nico Harrison. You can tell Jason Kidd doesn't like this from the press conference. Nico's like, this is a move we came up with. And Jason Kidd just sitting there like, like, he looks like he's in an ISIS video. He doesn't want to be there. So, I just think you see how upset the fan base is. And because that's not just Dallas. I think that's people in Europe who love Luka. It's the most shocking trade in my lifetime, especially because he wasn't on the block. It was just out of nowhere. He didn't shop him. That's really the irresponsible thing that this GM did, is that if you shop Luka,
yes,
and you know, I guess maybe the concern is you put him where he wants to go, as opposed to, because that's the thing they do to a lot of stars now. They're like, well, they want to go here, we'll trade him here. But you can't just trade. You can't just trade that guy. I'm a Knicks fan. We had to give up 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. How come Luka cost 1?
Yes. Lakers win again, of course, as they always do. Sam Morrell, kind enough to join us this morning. We'll get to your bits in a second. We got to do our bits first. We're doing today's show, en route to New Orleans for the big game. We're going to be there all week. We're on the train right now. AWOD Radio takes over at noon when we're done. How do you travel when you're on the road? Do you do car? Do you do train? What's your preferred method here?
Well, I love the train because, you know, especially to get a little scenic, route. But
oh, yeah.
This tour, we're doing a Sprinter van for the first 5 days, and then we're doing a tour bus for pretty much all of it. So, I guess we're doing a tour bus for the entire tour, pretty much.
What happens in the tour bus? Like, everybody's like, oh, Rockstar's the tour bus. Is a comedian tour bus? Is that the place to be, too?
A lot of gay sex. I mean, we just go at each other. No, I mean, it's really just, you know, people think you party, but it's really just a bunch of movies, some whiskey. I got my own whiskey bodega. Can we drink that? Make some Manhattan, booze it up, watch some, you gotta find the right, tonal, movie, because you know, I made the mistake of throwing them on like an Oscar screener, and no one wants to watch R on a tour bus. No disrespect, Cate Blanchett's incredible, but it's just not the right energy for a tour bus. So, you know, you want like enough action, you want some humor, like a good mix. You know, a great example movie is like The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. Perfect tour bus movie. Then I got a lot of great stuff I'm bringing. So a lot of 80s, you know, Thief, Manhunter, some Michael Mann. Throw some fun stuff in there.
He's not just good on stage. He's good picking the movies on the bus as well, Sam Morrell. The Errors Tour is coming to the National. Wednesday night, get your tickets now. Tell people that the Eras Tour, I would assume, inspired by Taylor Swift. Of course, you know, lots of people missed out on those tickets, and they can get tickets to your show. So it's a very nice Venn diagram there.
I think Richmond's almost gone, but yeah, I think there might be a few left. But yeah, I think we're almost there.
Excellent. Love to hear what can people expect when they come out to the show.
A lot of fun. A lot of you know. You have a hard week at work. Take your mind off it a little. Laugh. Bring your friends out. Guaranteed fun time. It's a Richmond. I've been to Richmond. I've been to this theater before. It's great. Richmond audiences are great. Great food in Richmond as well. I mean, Pearly's, that Jewish deli. Holy crap!
There we go.
Almost said another word on radio. I forgot. Yeah, no, it's killer, man. I love that place. I go there every time. I mean, you got a lot of good food there, actually.
Oh, great, great food town. We're glad to have you. And we're getting ready for the Super Bowl here. You got any, you got a pick for the game here? We're collecting everybody's pick this week.
You know, it's tough for me because neither would make me happy. It's
sure.
One of those games where, like, sure. I'm like, we couldn't get, like, the Lions or the Bills in there. We couldn't get, like, a desperate franchise. You know, the Eagles won not that long ago. Eagles fans are just appalling. I guess they have Saquon Barkley, and I'm a Giants fan, so I do like Saquon, but it just hurts that we gave him up. I mean, it complete front office ineptitude by the Giants. I that really hurts me. I can't bet against Mahomes. He's just so freaking good, and the Chiefs' defense is good. But yeah, I mean, Mahomes, you got to say Brady's the GOAT, but it's kind of hard to say that Mahomes, as of now, isn't two. Already, I mean, he's just unbelievable.
I would agree with you on that one, and I don't like to see the Eagles fans with nice things, but I think a lot of people would say the Chiefs' time is over as well. Sam Morrell, he's a comedian. Catch the specials online. Catch him at the National Wednesday night. Sam, thank you so much for making some time for us this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, take care. If you're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.